Okay,
folks, welcome. Gary Prenevost here, going through the PFA on one of my clients. He came into my system. The lead came in on hey, Jim, on January 12th, as a referral from a networking that I did through ACPI, Association of Career Professionals, one of the other counselors. So this was the second deal I've got out of that networking source in the last 18 months. So it originally came as his wife came in. The situation, talking with the wife, the husband is in business for himself. So that immediately raised a flag for me. Typically when people own their own businesses, it rarely turns into a deal. So rather than jumping around, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go through with you the way I normally look at a PFA from top to bottom. Then we're going to go back and pull some of the information out that I pulled on the first call and then just fill in some additional blanks. So first thing I typically look at is the age. In this case, the guy was 42 years old, owning the home. That's important to me. A family guy. So that was good. I noticed that his wife, going down to the next, the spouse's occupation, she's got a full-time job. Just so you know, LCBO is the Liquor Control Board of Ontario. It's about as secure a job as you can get up here. But then I noticed that he's got his own protection services franchise, or not franchise company, which is a security company, alarms and stuff like that. And so that to me, as I saw that, my first question is, why does anybody want to give up their own business, especially if they're making near 100 grand? And that's probably understated. So that was a flag for me. Going down, looking at a business for a year, so is he in education mode or solution mode? You might have heard Mike and I use those terms before. We find it is incredibly powerful in asking people, you know, hey, where are you at in the process? Are you in education mode? You're just trying to get some general ideas and see what's out there, or you're in solution mode. You've decided that you really want to be in your own business. You want to do something within the next few months. It's just a matter of finding out what it is. So I look at that, and that's one of the questions I asked. Then I looked at the businesses he looked at, and there were some interesting things here. Real estate, the telecommunications. Okay, you're kind of getting a sense of where he's coming from, but it was combination of there was nothing retail in here, so that was a clue that I probably wasn't going to look at retail businesses. The other thing you'll notice is in all of his answers, they're long. I don't know how many of you guys get long answers, but I typically get half a line of a line completely. Greatest business achievements. He gave some great information there. So it told me this guy liked.
Sorry, could
phone on mute, please.
Everyone mute their line until Gary's done. Unless you have a question, then unmute. Everyone on the line, we're getting a lot of background noise. Please mute. Thank you.
Sorry about that. So then I looked at area preferred, Toronto, Ottawa, willing to relocate. So my first question was, why was that up? Then I went into the next page, page three at the top. Tell me about a situation where you were happiest. Again, he's giving some decent information. I particularly related to his answer here. I think it was the time when I was happiest was the beginning stages of branching out on my own. I've launched a few businesses, as you guys know, and I love getting it started. So that was an area of commonality that I could immediately pick up on. And by the way, that's one of the things I'm looking at is where is their commonality? He had two kids. I have two kids. So I look. I don't necessarily use it, but I want to identify it so I can draw on it if I need to build rapport. What do you like least about the last job? Stagnation. There's lots of things happening in there. Gave me an opportunity to know that I could pull into that once I started talking to him. things he wanted to avoid, some general things here that, I don't know, there's not a lot to work with, no market presence, no reputation. That tells me he doesn't want to deal with young companies, but I don't want to make those assumptions. A really important, moving on to the next one, the sales ability, sales interest, and commitment to being in business for, in the next 6 months. I don't typically see sales interest and sales ability above 7. So it told me that this guy is likely going to be a hunter. I immediately, when I see high scales here, I flip over to the personality scales, and I found that he was an AE. I'll go back to that later on. But I like seeing this because it gives me more options to work with. Then he gives a bit of background into why he's got good competencies. Then he says, he does. You look at the three boxes there, the first one, to ramp up the business quickly, I enjoy spending much of my time out in the field. He said no to that, but he said yes to the others. So while he's got high sales interest, this might be an indicator that he didn't like to do a lot of cold calling and hunting. So I made a note to myself that I needed to explore that. The next page that's got a bunch of the preferences, I typically don't spend a lot of time on that. I look at this as this is possible time frame for being in business, 1 to 3 months. Time frame for deciding, that lines up with the previous score of 10 on a, you know, on commitment to being business in the next 6 months was a 10. So I look for that consistency. Next page is the financials. When I looked at this, I'm going, I don't know if I have a buyer here. Because, we have up in Canada, we have very strong banking and we can finance through mortgages. So he's got about 50% equity, which means he could probably borrow about $150,000, but that would be taking him all in and not giving him a lot of buffer. Because he doesn't have a lot of liquid cash. The 401k RRSP in Canada, again, there is no rollover. They are not allowed to use that for business. So that is essentially non-available capital. So I started looking at this and going, okay, I've got one or two choices. I've got to keep it in businesses that are low, or I have to find out if there's additional money available. Going into the charts and into the personality section, I'm just scrolling down here. The first page, I look for a few things. I look at core competencies. The achiever, when I look at the values and motives, and I, instead of looking at just what's here, I want to see the balance between what the primary and secondary patterns are. So I do a quick scan of the rest of this page, then I go into the detail in the following pages. My favorite two competencies are sales and promotion, marketing and advertising. This guy is administration and marketing. So I want to see what the others are. Director work style means that he likes to direct, and again, this ties to his currently running a business. He's in directing it. I'm making those assumptions that I have to test out in the initial call. The autocratic leadership style, again, testing. Sales potential is one of the big ones I look at, is where is it? Above average, high, tells me I can work with more outbound or hunter-farmer types of businesses. And then competitive, I like seeing that. So moving on to the next page, the Achiever Emulator, I immediately smiled when I saw this page because, folks, this is almost a carbon copy of my scores. I'm high A, I'm slightly higher in the A and slightly higher than the E by maybe about 5 points, slightly lower in the S and slightly lower than in the B. Again, looking for commonalities, I could poke some fun at this and say, you know, hey, I think we relate. I've got a similar personality style. Do you ever find yourself blank? And so when I see a similarity, I use questions like that, and it depends on what some of the other scores are. We go to the next page, and we look at the Achiever emulator, but I look at the wild cards here, relationship and loyalty, and I thought that was really strange given that this guy is running his own business. So there had to be some pain points that I needed to draw out there because something wasn't right. Number one, he owns his own business. Number two, he's been looking for a year. And number three, these two show up. So I definitely knew there was some pain to draw out from the existing business, that, and I'll explain what it was when we get to the first call. Director work style, again, I look at this, I pay a little bit of attention to it, just reflect on some of the other pieces, and then I continue to go deeper into the PFA. We're on now the strategic focus preference. I just, again, taking a look at that broad internal, you know, so he likes big picture, those types of things. Autocratic leadership, I don't pay much attention to that at this point, but I do pay a lot of attention to the compliance score. This gentleman is an 11 on the compliance, which means he likes a reasonable amount of rules. He wants some latitude to insert his own style, but he is okay with systems and processes. I likely wouldn't put someone like this into a highly structured environment, but I likely would not put them into a completely low structured environment either, unless they tell me something in the interview to make me think otherwise. Then I look at the core competencies, and this is where I look at what the mix of the competencies are. So he's got mid to high sales, mid client service, but really high administrative. So it tells me he can run systems, run processes, but he also can get out there and hunt. And again, that ties in with the businesses that he was running a business before. Next page on the meta programs. I guess when I look at this page, there's a few things that I look for more than anything else. In this case, this guy is an optional. So that means that he's probably going to want to see a lot of things. I have to certainly plan for that. The other thing, what is the communication style? It says auditory, so I'm going to be listening for how he's talking in the first interview and during the meeting, and I'm also going to make sure I'm adjusting my communication style to be more auditory. I would, in this case, I slowed down my speech. I was more reflective when he asked questions, so kind of that pregnant pause, little things like that. And then the next last page, I actually. I don't pay attention to this because it's possible information. I would rather them tell me what the details are. So let's go back and look at give you some background on the first call. My first question, given that he owns his own business, was a big question: why leave? Why is now the right time? And what turned out is that he's in the securities business. There's a lot of shakeup happening in the industry. While he had his own business, he had a few primary customers that he relied heavily upon, and they were basically turning him as a supplier into a commodity. So there was no loyalty. There was a contraction of the business, the commodity type of thing. But the big thing that came out was that him and his wife wanted to do something together. That's a really, really important piece of information. I've heard it many times, but, you know, so when you hear I want to do something together, on a scale of 1 to 10, how serious are you about that? And these guys were an 8.5, 9, so they were really serious. And so that led to the next question in terms of, okay, Kim, are you prepared to leave your job to do this? And the answer was yes, but I've got a timeline I've got a commitment until the end of July. So if Mark can get the business up and running kind of late spring, then I can jump in after. And when I heard that, My next question was, well, what are you going to do about protecting the family cash flow while you are launching the business? Because we tell all our clients it takes at least 6 to 9 months to get the business to positive cash flow. And they had to, that became a part of the discussion throughout the research process. So the reason why I'm sharing it now, so when you guys hear people wanting to do it together, first of all, test it out, get a quantitative score on a scale of 1 to 10, how serious are you? Chase down the what are you going to do for cash flow if during that time. And then probably every third call I brought back, so how are you dealing with possibly not having cash flow if you're both working the business? So that was a really important anchor that I wanted to draw upon. So that was the reasons why they were leaving, why he wanted to leave his existing business and find something else. Another thing that, he said he'd already looked at graphic design businesses. That wasn't in this one. It was in his wife's answer. And so I asked, what about the graphic design industry really appeals to you? And they said, both of them said, well, we're both creative. We like you doing design and stuff like that, whether it's kind of advertising and marketing and stuff. We don't do our own home decor stuff. We hire people to do that. So right away, that told me to not show home businesses. I'm just as an aside, I like poking at the how does creativity manifest itself in your lives? Do you have a creative streak? Are you artsy creative? Or are you more business creative? So it gives me some clues as to where I can drive into. Then we talked about willing to relocate. What the situation is that all of Kim's family is in Ottawa. They actually moved from Ottawa to Toronto for Mark's job, and then Kim got a job later on, and Mark started his own business later on. So they were kind of itching to get back to Ottawa, but they didn't need to get back to Ottawa. So I asked again on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is being in Ottawa? And they said, it's a 7. It would be a nice to have. It's not a must have. So what else? I'm looking at what other notes I had on here. The conclusions that I came to, he owns his own business, therefore he can sell and hunt. So I tested this. I asked him, how does he feel? And again, this is, keep in mind, initial call, not the detailed first meeting. And so I got that information. He's comfortable hunting and farming. So it gave me some clues to prepare for the first meeting. The long list I had was WSI, Sign World, Fast Signs, Focal Point for coaching. Where's my other note? I just lost the page where I had my notes on it. I'm sorry, I don't have the other ones handy, and rather than waste your time. So I'm gonna jump forward to the first meeting. The information I got from the first meeting, it confirmed everything. I ended up only showing WSI and Fast Signs and Sign World. I showed Fast Signs and Sign World, even though they're competitors. I've had situations where I've only shown one and they found the other one online and they've bought, and that's cost me a deal. I actually have that situation right now with I showed somebody Renaissance and they found Tab on their own. It looks like they're going to Tab. So whenever you have an opportunity if you've got two, my philosophy is show them both and talk about the different cultures. They ended up buying a WSI mainly because of the cash flow. It was less expensive. They could do it together. They could do it from their home. And they moved to Ottawa to do it. So I'll turn it over to questions. I've kind of gone through a bunch of different things and jumped around a bit, but fire whatever questions you have at me, please.
Hi, Hi, Gary. This is Julie in Atlanta. So this phone call that you had with them first, where you got this great amount of detail, is that the basis for your business model? Do you show them the business model, or is it all, you know, how do you fit that into your protocol?
Okay, so the way that I've got my office set up, my executive assistant Sharon Skeen fields all leads, including my referrals. I will talk to the referral very briefly, then I get Sharon to qualify them. So it's actually Leslie Kuban's script that for internet leads and first call leads that she uses, with minor modifications for our style. Once she qualifies them and they get the PFA, then I have a 15 to 20 minute call with every client at the PFA stage. And so that's my opportunity to start building relationship, building rapport, and then based on what I hear on the PFA call, then I either book a first meeting or I say, I don't think I can help you. So absolutely every call, every client I talk to who's got a PFA, I'm the one who's deciding, do I see him or not? And if there's flags in the PFA, like, for example, I only have about $100,000 to invest. Well, are you comfortable that that might mean I only show you one or two businesses? I can't guarantee, because you're at the low end of the investment scale. I might not have a lot of businesses for you. I might not have any businesses for you. So I set them up for, especially for the optionals, I set them up appropriately based on the information they give me in that call. But then in the first meeting, you know, I have very long first meetings, 2.5-3 hours. I get a tremendous amount of information from them. I confirm and drill into all the different things that they gave me in the first call.
Okay. And I apologize if you said all this. I did hop on a little late. So if you
I didn't.
Okay.
Other questions?
WSI surprises me a little.
It surprised me.
Yeah, because of maybe they don't have a lot of expertise in small business systems per se, do they? Well, maybe he does a little.
Well, it wasn't so much systems. It was the creative side, and he liked one of the things that came out in the first meeting. What he liked about his business was he was providing business solutions to business people.
Oh, okay.
You know, his business was security for companies, right?
Right.
So he was really missing that, switching it to a commodity. He did not want to work a lot of evenings and weekends. When I looked at the graphic design, that was my first clue. See, this is one of the things that some of the extrapolations I make is the creativity side of things. If they don't share it, I'm going to ask about it. The way I ask typically folks is, are you a work with your head type of guy, work with your heads and hands? You like getting there, rolling up your sleeves? This is when we're talking about business preferences. And I'll get a little bit of information from that. Okay, so when you think about working with your head, are you creative or are you more pragmatic? I want to draw out this type of skill set, because if people are creative, it's going to show up in one of two ways. Typically, it's going to show up as a artsy creative, and this is where the home decor type of opportunities come in. We've done a lot of budget blinds we're getting gotcha covered deals now. We've done the CertaPro and different things. So I look at that as a clue. Does that open up that door to show them home-based or home decor businesses? Or if it's more business creative, okay, that shows up in terms of could be graphic design is the artsy side. So that opens up the sign business. It opens up the WSI and those types of things. Or is it more business creative? In other words, I like solving problems. If I hear somebody, and I hear it a lot, what are the things that you've really enjoyed in your past career that you want to see elements of in your business? Problem solving, if that comes up as one of the top three, I'm paying attention to that and drilling into it. Okay, is this about possibly business coaching? Is it about business solutions? Again, it will give me clues as to what businesses I should be showing. If you're not going after creativity and what is their work preference, head or hands, then I would suggest you start doing that.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you.
Other questions? Any comments?
It was excellent. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I have one more question. Since I dialed in late, you were talking about asking them a question, education mode, or what was the other thing? Are you in
solution mode?
Or solution mode. Okay, I get it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great trade show question when people are walking by. Hey, in education mode, just trying to get some ideas, or you've kind of decided that what kind you want. You might even have seen a franchise here that you want, or you're still trying to get some ideas, but you've decided you want to be in business for yourself. I find, and now let's say, no, I'm just in education mode. Okay. Are you just starting? Where are you at in the process? Is this your first time coming out, or you've been kicking this idea around for a few months or a couple of years? Tell me a little bit about where your thoughts are at. See, one of the things you'll find is I tend to be with clients very conversational. I don't want to be interrogational at any time at any level, so I just want to be another guy, somebody who's trying to be finding out a little bit about them from a natural curiosity and sincerity perspective instead of, what can I sell you, what can I sell you, what can I sell you?
Well said. Thanks, Gary. I have to leave. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, Gary, Julie asked about how you use the business model, and I'm not sure that you covered that.
The business model.
Yeah. Do you put together I'm drawing a blank.
Are you talking about the mind map?
The mind map. Yeah. How do you use the? I call it the business. How do you use the mind map?
I don't.
Oh, you don't use it. Okay.
No, what I do instead is I do a verbal rollback at the end, like when I'm just before I start showing businesses. So what, if I've understood you correctly, what you really want is this, what you don't want is this. These are the business issues. So I do a verbal one, and then I say, so is there anything else that we haven't talked about that will help me understand what you're looking for, or is this got it? Now, what I do use is the boat. So the boat to me, business opportunity assessment tool, that's a spreadsheet. It's got more criteria around their business model, elements of their business model based on what they told me, and it compares franchise to franchise. So that's a weekly communication tool.
Okay, thank you.
Tracy, any questions from you or anything you'd like to add?
I think I'm good. Anyone else have any lingering questions they want answered before we wrap the call up? No? Going? Okay. Well, everybody have a great weekend, and thanks so much, Gary, for sharing your time and knowledge with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Gary. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You too.
Thank
you. Bye.